I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There is no enemies list. That's the word from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg this week as NATO marks its 70th anniversary. No enemies, but the military alliance does keep an eye on potential threats like Russia and now China, says Stoltenberg. This week, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping finalized a new energy deal. The two leaders announced that on a video chat. The deal is being called the Power of Siberia, a giant oil pipeline to connect the two countries. Livia Paggi specializes in political risk for GPW, that's a consulting firm in London. Olivia, what do you make of this Russia-China oil pipeline?
This pipeline really can't be understood without taking into consideration Trump's foreign policy and what it's done over the past few years to really drive China and Russia's relations and bringing them much closer together. I mean, since Trump's come into power, we've seen a rolling out of aggressive sanctions against Russia. And we've also seen simultaneously Trump driving forward a very aggressive trade war against China. And the result has been that Russia and China have really become much closer on a number of fronts. And this pipeline is a very clear example of that deepening relationship.
I know for a while political analysts were in disagreement on whether Russia and China's relationship was improving. I mean, would you say today that this oil pipeline just dismisses those disagreements?
Well, it's a complicated relationship. It's a relationship between two great powers. So it's a combination of wanting to cooperate, but also competition. We've seen a number of, you know, clear examples of where the relationship has actually materialized in practice. This is the pipeline is one example. Gas will be physically flowing from Russia to China, and it will be bypassing Europe and the West. So that's very concrete. We've also seen they started doing joint military exercises last year in Vostok. This was unheard of before for Russia and China to have such close military relationships. So these are some very concrete examples of how they've cooperated. As I said in the beginning, there's also a relationship of competition, right? China's economy is eight times that of Russia. So China clearly has the upper hand in this dynamic, which means that Russia has, you know, much weaker negotiating power. So it's mixed, I would say.
What worries you the most about this growing Russia-China alliance? Are you worried?
Well, I think the China-Russia alliance highlights that the jury is still out on whether Trump's foreign policy can actually be effective or not. There's been some experts that highlight, you know, maybe we need an aggressive foreign policy and this is how we can get the best deal for the U.S., whereas others have been more skeptical. And when you see an alliance like this growing and they're having greater influence in the Middle East, in Africa, these are countries where traditionally the U.S. has also had influence. It makes you question what is the long-term game of Trump's foreign policy and whether it will actually bring any benefits to the U.S. or not on a global scale.
Do you think Trump's foreign policy will respond to how the Russia-China relationship evolves? And what are you going to be looking for as that moves ahead?
The most important thing I think is really worrying is to what extent Russia and China will ally themselves militarily and also in terms of disinformation and cyber attacks, because that is something that would hurt the U.S. greatly. So I think whether you see them actually materializing on that front, that's going to be the indicator of the level of threat to the U.S.
Livia Paggi with the consultancy GPW in London, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.